堂听 class.com。
北京市2019年高级中等学校招生考试预测卷五。
Section 1. Number 1.
What would you like? An apple, a banana, or an orange?
An orange, please.
What would you like? An apple, a banana, or an orange?
An orange, please.
Number 2.
Would you mind not smoking here?
Oh, sorry. I'll put it out right away.
Would you mind not smoking here?
Oh, sorry. I'll put it out right away.
Number 3.
How shall we go to the supermarket?
Let's take a bus. It's quite a long way.
How shall we go to the supermarket?
Let's take a bus. It's quite a long way.
Number 4.
What are you going to do this afternoon?
I'm going to play volleyball. It's my favorite.
What are you going to do this afternoon?
I'm going to play volleyball. It's my favorite.
Section 2. Text 1.
Are you ready to order?
Yes. I'd like a hamburger and an ice cream, please.
Are you ready to order?
Yes. I'd like a hamburger and an ice cream, please.
Text 2.
Did you enjoy yourself in the winter camp, Lucy?
Not really. It wasn't exciting at all.
Did you enjoy yourself in the winter camp, Lucy?
Not really. It wasn't exciting at all.
Text 3.
I didn't see you in the office just now. Were you in the museum?
No, I went to the post office to send a letter.
I didn't see you in the office just now. Were you in the museum?
No, I went to the post office to send a letter.
Text 4.
What a wonderful camera. Is it new?
No, it looks new, but actually, I bought it 3 years ago.
What a wonderful camera. Is it new?
No, it looks new, but actually, I bought it 3 years ago.
Text 5.
How are you feeling now, my dear?
A little better, thank you, Mom.
Do you still have a headache?
Yes, but a little, Mom. Can I go to school today?
No, you'd better stay in bed for 2 more days.
But I've already missed 2 days' lessons.
Don't worry. You can ask your classmates to help you.
Okay.
How are you feeling now, my dear?
A little better, thank you, Mom.
Do you still have a headache?
Yes, but a little, Mom. Can I go to school today?
No, you'd better stay in bed for 2 more days.
But I've already missed 2 days' lessons.
Don't worry. You can ask your classmates to help you.
Okay.
Text 6. Morning, madam. What can I do for you?
I am very sorry. I'd like to change this sweater.
What seems to be the problem?
Well, you see, I got this sweater as a birthday present for a friend of mine, but it's the wrong size.
Oh, you can have a bigger one, but I'm afraid they are not the same price. The difference is $20.
All right, here you are.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your help.
Morning, madam. What can I do for you?
I am very sorry. I'd like to change this sweater.
What seems to be the problem?
Well, you see, I got this sweater as a birthday present for a friend of mine, but it's the wrong size.
Oh, you can have a bigger one, but I'm afraid they are not the same price. The difference is $20.
All right. Here you are.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your help. Text 7. Seat 14A is right here, sir. You may take your seat. I will put your bag above.
Thank you, miss. You'll offer supper on the plane, won't you?
Yes, sir. I'll bring you a menu shortly after we take off.
That would be nice. By the way, how long will this flight last?
It will last 3 hours. Now it is 6 o'clock. We'll arrive in Chicago at 9 o'clock.
Great! I'll arrive in Chicago in 3 hours, and in 1 more hour, I'll be at home.
Seat 14A is right here, sir. You may take your seat. I will put your bag above.
Thank you, miss. You'll offer supper on the plane, won't you?
Yes, sir. I'll bring you a menu shortly after we take off.
That would be nice. By the way, how long will this flight last?
It will last 3 hours. Now it is 6 o'clock. We'll arrive in Chicago at 9 o'clock.
Great! I'll arrive in Chicago in 3 hours, and in 1 more hour, I'll be at home.
Text 8. Now it's time for news. Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao has visited the left-behind children, whose parents are working in cities before Children's Day. During the visit to northwest China's Shanxi province, Wen visited the home of Yang Saike, a primary school boy in a village of Xingping City. Yang, whose parents were working in Fujian, thousands of kilometers away, was cared for by his grandparents. His parents failed to go home even once a year. The premier held Yang in his arms and looked through his exercise book and praised him for his hard work. Wen talked with many children and ask them many questions about their schooling and life. "You are so pretty," one said to Liu Mengqi, a 7-year-old girl living with her grandmother. Liu's parents were also working in the city. "Have you been to school yet?" one asked two other girls. "We are going to the preschool class," said one. "Mom and Dad at home?" one asked. The children shook their heads. Children cannot see their parents very often, which is a new problem in the countryside. "We should give them more care and love," said the premier. With fast economic development, more people in the country chose to work in cities and left their children with grandparents back home, said one. The premier asked local governments to do something to protect and care for such children at home and freeing their parents in cities from worries about their children. Now it's time for news. Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao has visited the left-behind children whose parents are working in cities before Children's Day. During the visit to northwest China's Shanxi province, Wen visited the home of Yang Saike, a primary school boy in a village of Xingping City. Yang, whose parents were working in Fujian, thousands of kilometers away, was cared for by his grandparents. His parents failed to go home even once a year. The premier held Yang in his arms and looked through his exercise book and praised him for his hard work. Wen talked with many children and asked them many questions about their schooling and life. "You are so pretty," Wen said to Liu Mengqi, a 7-year-old girl living with her grandmother. Liu's parents were also working in the city. "Have you been to school yet?" Wen asked two other girls. "We are going to the preschool class," said one. "Mom and Dad at home?" one asked. The children shook their heads. Children cannot see their parents very often, which is a new problem in the countryside. "We should give them more care and love," said the premier. With fast economic development, more people in the country chose to work in cities and left their children with grandparents back home, said one. The premier asked local governments to do something to protect and care for such children at home and freeing their parents in cities from worries about their children.
Text 9. Different countries and people have different manners. Here are some examples. If you visit a Chinese family, you should knock at the door first. When the door opens, you should not move before the host says, "Come in, please." Before coming into the house in Japan, it is good manners to take off your shoes. In European countries, even if your shoes are very dirty, this is not done. In England, a guest always finishes the drink or the food to show that he enjoys it. This will make the host very pleased. Different countries and people have different manners. Here are some examples. If you visit a Chinese family, you should knock at the door first. When the door opens, you should not move before the host says, "Come in, please." Before coming into the house in Japan, it is good manners to take off your shoes. In European countries, even if your shoes are very dirty, this is not done. In England, a guest always finishes the drink or the food to show that he enjoys it. This will make the host very pleased.